Hey, Mitt Romney.
American Right to Life Action wants to stop the killing of unborn children.
But at first, you said that abortion should be legal. Then, eyeing the Utah governor's mansion, you wrote that you were not pro-choice.
Then, in liberal Massachusetts, you ran supporting abortion.
Now for the Republican nomination, you're against abortion again?
Mitt, you're a liar.
And the lives of these kids are at stake.
You described your turning point talk with Harvard researcher Douglas Melvin.
But you lied about that. And after you claimed a pro-life conversion,
you supported federal funding for research on embryonic humans.
You appointed pro-abortion Democrat Nestor as a district court judge.
And you said you still support killing kids in Massachusetts.
While you mislead voters,
Planned Parenthood keeps killing kids.
Mitt, you play voters for fools.
If you're not a fool,
call Romney and tell him to stop lying. Paid for by American Right to Life Action.
Warning, warning, there's truth overhead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob in your life.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. There's a lot to bring you up to speed on. Brian Rohrbaugh, the president of American Right to Life, has been asked to do two interviews coming up this week, one on Crosstalk America, a syndicated radio program, Christian pro-life show that's been on the air for many years that is thrilled about the growing personhood wing of the pro-life movement. And also, Brian has been invited on the radio in San Antonio and Houston, a powerful, longtime Christian radio show there that's eager to interview him as the president of American Right to Life. And then the vice president, Steve Curtis, former chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, is all over the internet today in an interview done basically by pro-aborts, pro-choice journalists who are trying to figure out what's happening in the pro-life movement. And they're saying it's clear National Right to Life is not behind the growing personhood effort all over the country. And then they interview Steve Curtis with American Right to Life. Very, very exciting. Also, this is T-9 days. T-9 days. By January 31st, the Collaborators Project has given a deadline to the Weitz Company, the construction firm, a $1 billion construction firm building Planned Parenthood's new abortion clinic in Denver. And the deadline is this. If the Weitz Company does not pull out and quit this construction by January 31st, the Collaborators Project will designate them with permanent collaborator status, PCS, and pro-life organizations have begun issuing press releases in support of the Collaborators Project. For example, Judy Brown of American Life League has made a commitment to the Collaborators Project that American Life League will honor that designation for as many years as Planned Parenthood is killing children in the building prepared by Weitz. Judy Brown and American Life League, one of the premier pro-life groups in the country, will ask their members, as they plan ongoing protest, to include the Weitz Company. So this is not just a boycott. This is a serious move. If you haven't seen their website yet, it's Collaborators Project, collaboratorsproject.com, collaboratorsproject.com. And that's T-9 days and counting until permanent collaborator status, until Will Duffy, the founder of the Collaborators Project, hits this $1 billion firm with the designation permanent collaborator status. Now for the topic of today's show. Last week, the general counsel, the political architect for National Right to Life, his name is James Bopp. He went to Michigan, and basically it was a campaign stop for Mitt Romney. Now, this is tragic because Mitt Romney is pro-abortion, as his legislative record shows, even recently. and not just pro-choice, but aggressively pro-abortion. And so here is a pro-life leader with National Right to Life on the campaign trail for Mitt Romney. Well, we're going to find out now. We have a report from two women who were there at the meeting, and we have on the phone with us Judy Clymer, president of Flint Right to Life in Michigan. Judy, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Thank you.
It's so great to have you on, Judy. I've heard all about the meeting, and I'm excited to hear it directly from you and Judy Zabick, who is a board member with the Genesee County Republican Party in Michigan and with Right to Life Lifespan. Judy Zabick, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Thank you.
Judy, your group is formerly an affiliate of Michigan Right to Life, isn't that right?
Both of us, yes.
Both of your pro-life groups, Flint Right to Life and Right to Life Lifespan, were two former affiliates. You know, that's sort of going around the country where there's a lot of former affiliates of National Right to Life.
Yes.
We were aborted.
You were aborted. Now, you know what's interesting? I believe you both know that Colorado Right to Life was kicked out of National Right to Life.
Yes.
This past summer at their annual convention in Kansas City. And Colorado Right to Life was called divisive, but National Right to Life has been kicking leaders and affiliates and even state groups out for decades now.
Yes.
And why did your groups get kicked out of the National Right to Life family?
For both of us, it was disagreement over political endorsements. In our case, in Fenton Right to Life, Flint Right to Life, and Lifespan about 20 years ago, had disagreements over endorsements of candidates that had also, among other things, had endorsements from Planned Parenthood. So we were finding candidates that had either pro-abortion voting records, endorsed by Planned Parenthood, and also endorsed by Right to Life of Michigan, and we raised objections to that.
All right, now, Judy Zabick, I'm somewhat stunned to hear what you just said, even though I've been in this for so many years, and I know that the National Right to Life family of affiliates has often endorsed pro-choice candidates, often. That's somewhat routine. But I'm startled to hear that they actually endorsed a candidate who was also endorsed by Planned Parenthood.
Yes.
Because I know that Planned Parenthood never compromises on their principles. They never endorse a pro-life candidate, never.
No. Right to Life of Michigan and many of the National Right to Life are forever moving that line of scrimmage a little bit closer to the end zone of the pro-abortion league, and they never, ever budge.
Judy Clymer, we just heard from Judy Zabick. It had to do with that kind of a political endorsement, and I think she said that you guys, Flint Right to Life, got disassociated with Michigan Right to Life maybe 5 years before her group. Was it a similar situation?
Actually, it was a similar situation, and more bizarre for me, I was a board member for Michigan Right to Life at the time this all happened.
Oh.
I couldn't even comprehend when they were trying to tell me that there's no discussion. You either support our recommended endorsed candidate, or you take the highway, in essence. And, of course, we retained an attorney, and we asked an attorney to get a hearing for us before the Michigan Right to Life Board, because if you're not an affiliate of Michigan Right to Life, you're not an affiliate of National either. That's a requirement for both of them.
Right.
And our attorney didn't even get a response to that letter, and our state rep went to the director for Michigan Right to Life, Barb Listing, and asked her when she was going to respond to our attorney's letter, and she said no response was her response.
Right. There's a pro-life Christian spokeswoman out there somewhere in the pro-life industry named Carrie Gordon Earle, and she referred to Colorado Right to Life as a rogue and divisive organization because we were kicked out of National, but they have been doing this for 30 years, and they've been kicking out not those who endorse pro-abortion Republican candidates. They're real chummy with those kind of pro-lifers.
Right.
They're kicking out people who say we're dishonoring God and we are causing our strategy to backfire against the unborn when we support pro-aborts.
Incidentally, Bob, the reason that Colorado Right to Life was excommunicated from National Right to Life, speaking out on the Supreme Court decision, and how it is truly not a pro-life victory when
the partial birth abortion ban.
Right, and that all you're doing is telling an abortionist a different way to do the same process and get underneath the guidelines of this particular law. Right to Life of Michigan is now running the same bill and has passed out of the Senate this last week, exactly the same bill that Right to Life of Colorado was kicked out from National Right to Life for.
It has the same language as the U.S. Supreme Court.
Exact same language, up to the navel and everything.
Up to the navel. So the Michigan Right to Life is saying, an affiliate of National, that they want to pass a law that says you can pull the baby out. This is called partial birth abortion. You could pull the baby out and kill it if you only pull it out to the belly button.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's what they think is a victory. And, ladies, when that law passed, I still haven't released the name of the pro-life activist that we interviewed way back then in April. But she was with the president when he signed this bill, George W. Bush. I explained to her how millions of Christians have been misled to think this 15-year effort to ban partial birth abortion was to outlaw all late-term abortions. And they gave their money and time and effort because they were misled. And she said, well, you know what? My own mother thinks that. She said, my own mother thinks, and this is a woman who led the national fight to get partial birth abortion to pass as a law. She said, my own mother thinks that we just outlawed all late-term abortion. That's how widespread the deception is. But it was really good for fundraising because the pro-life industry, they brought in $250 million over 15 years with never even the possibility of preventing a single abortion by law.
Well, when we were excommunicated from Right to Life of Michigan, we had done a little bit of our own research, and everything is so available on the Internet. If you go to GuideStar.org, you can pull up all the financial reportings for every nonprofit group in the country. By law, they are to be made public.
Right.
And they're available to everybody on the Internet on the website, GuideStar.org. And we had done research on the salaries of some of these people in this nonprofit pro-life organization whose dedication and focus is to end abortion, or so we thought.
Right.
And we're finding, I think, in 2005 that their salaries for Right to Life in Michigan were in excess of $2
million. $2
million
in salaries
for salaries
for a state Right to Life organization.
For one state Right to Life. Now, I'm telling you, if I had $2 million, we could end abortion in Michigan and do it on $2
million. I don't know that we could, but you know what? We would give it a huge college try. What's happened is the pro-life industry has become comfortable with legalized abortion, with their cushy retirement programs and inflated salaries. And so National Right to Life can comfortably coexist with Planned Parenthood for the next 40 years.
Right.
They would be comfortable, and they'd continue to raise tens of millions of dollars.
My goodness, Michigan Right to Life was co-authoring articles with Planned Parenthood, and we picked it up on the Internet in the New York Times. They found common ground.
Judy, maybe you could forward that to me at bob@kgov.com. I'd like to see that. Now, when you ladies said your pro-life organizations were kicked out of Michigan Right to Life and thereby National Right to Life because Republican candidates endorsed by Michigan Right to Life were also endorsed by Planned Parenthood. Now, things like that have happened around the country. Now, I'm a pastor of a Bible church, so we're at risk here of hearing a Bible verse. God lamented in Scripture. He said this, that the nations, the pagan nations, are always faithful to their false gods. And he said, only my people reject their God. And this is in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 11. I almost feel like I have to give a warning, Will Robinson. There are Bible verses up ahead. For those in the audience who advocate pluralism and diversity, we know here at Bob and Yurt Live that you would like to censor all Bible verses being read in public. So this warning gives you fair notice. Raw, unadulterated truth is about to be uttered. But Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 11 says this. Has a nation changed its gods, its idols, which are not even gods, but my people have changed their glory for what does not profit. So Planned Parenthood would never, ever, ever endorse a pro-life candidate because they're true to the slaughter of the innocent, whereas National Right to Life will endorse pro-abort Republicans because they think it continues their revenue flow and it gives them a seat at the table.
And in line with that, what we had uncovered in our research on GuideStar.org, we can pull up all the financials on these different organizations. There is, from what I've seen, a direct correlation to those who do not want to end abortion and salaries to those who work tirelessly to end abortion and no salaries.
And ladies,
I have been in this movement for 30 years, and I have never once taken one penny.
Judy Zabick, you say you've never taken a penny. Yeah, but
no.
there are professionals in these other organizations. Maybe you're just a mom, you know? Maybe you're not a professional.
I have two master's degrees. I have an MBA in finance and accounting, and I have been employed professionally for years and years.
Yeah.
I owned my own consulting company.
And Judy, and, of course, I knew all that, but I wanted the audience to hear it. And you've used those talents as a treasurer.
Yes, of many pro-life organizations.
What groups have you been a treasurer of?
Illinois Federation for Right to Life for 7 years,
mm-hmm.
and then Right to Life Lifespan. I've been doing their books for 5 years. I've also been involved in working with the American Family Association and my local church.
Well, thank you for that.
Over 20 years.
And by the way, American Right to Life has just taken on a new treasurer, Craig Fisher. He's a CPA. And he lives out of state. He comes into Colorado for board meetings. Of course, he takes no salary. And the board offered him, you know, it's appropriate to pay for the expenses to get to a board meeting. And so they offered to pay his travel expenses. And Craig Fisher said, no, there's not a person in this organization that is being reimbursed for their time, being paid a salary, and I'm going to follow that model. And these are the kinds of heroes that I think it's going to take, people who are not comfortable in the pro-life movement, people who are desperate for the movement to pass away into history.
Mm-hmm. And Judy and I both look at this as a ministry as opposed to a job.
Exactly. Okay, so now could we talk about...
Come on to Jim Bopp.
Yeah, Jim Bopp, James Bopp and his campaign stop regarding the flip-flopper Mitt Romney... The Romney family is from Michigan, right?
Yes. He was born in
Bloomfield Hills.
All right. Okay. And for about a half a century, Michigan people have known the Romney name.
Mm-hmm.
And now Mitt Romney, who's more recently the governor of Massachusetts, is running for president. And James Bopp, who for 30 years has been National Right to Life's political architect and their general counsel, he came in for a campaign stop. Could you ladies describe that stop? Who was there and what was his pitch?
Well, if I could start, and then Judy, you can fill it in because I only caught the first part of it. But I went in. There were about 20 or so in attendance. It was for not only political activists but pro-life activists in the county. I have been working for Alan Keyes, who did not make it on the ballot here in Michigan. So. It was requested that I show up at this meeting, and we were going to hear what his pitch was going to be for Mitt Romney. And he did a good 45-minute pitch on how Mitt Romney has become a convert and how we should welcome converts, and I have no problem with that. But the bills that he has signed into law since he became a convert would leave to question whether or not he was in fact a convert, like somebody said. And once you're a convert, you can't send your message out far enough or wide enough. And I have never once seen a pro-life commercial from Mitt Romney.
Hmm.
So anyway, Jim went on to discuss this, and we were all very polite and listening to this, and somebody had suggested that, you know, it's time that we pass a human life amendment. We're done with regulating and what are some of the other terms, Judy?
Legislating, restricting, limiting, educating.
Yes. Yes, these are all not ending abortion, but limiting and regulating and whatever. So Judy jumped in and said, I want a human life amendment now. And everybody agreed with that. And I had jumped in and said, and for those of us who have been trying to pass human life amendments around this, not only this state, but other states, we'd appreciate your not interfering and undermining our efforts to do that. And he looked at me quite puzzled, and I said, like in Colorado and in Georgia and in Oregon and in Montana and here in Michigan, we had a U.S. Senate candidate running in the last election cycle who was supporting our Human Life Amendment, and he got a call from National Right to Life advising him not to. In fact, we had a U.S. candidate who had the Right to Life of Michigan endorsement who supported our Human Life Amendment, who subsequently lost his Right to Life of Michigan endorsement because of that.
And here in Colorado, there is a statewide personhood amendment effort underway, thanks to Christy Burton in Colorado for Equal Rights. James Bopp has written, and he's with National Right to Life, wrote an 11-page anti-personhood memo. And so people at Focus on the Family, not openly and publicly, but quietly, like in the dark, are sending that memo to legislators saying basically, please don't support the personhood effort.
And he referred to that a number of times during this discussion. Like I had mentioned in my note to you, it very clearly became a forum on Jim Bopp. And he did not like being challenged whatsoever. He kept telling us to refer to the brief he had written. And if Focus on the Family were going to be fair and honest about the approach to personhood versus incrementalism, they should include the response that Rob Muse had written from the Thomas More Law Center in response to that James Bopp brief, which clearly defines that, yes, now is the time for a personhood amendment.
Right, exactly. And by the way, Brian Rohrbaugh has written a response to that memo. It's about a 3-page response to an 11-page memo, and it's titled The Legacy of Judas.
Yes, I saw that.
It is at the American Right to Life website, AmericanRTL.org, and their 527 website with the ads against Mitt Romney. The claims in that anti-personhood memo are so easy to refute. Judy Clymer, his main argument is that now is not the time.
Yes. Quite frankly, when I got invited to this, I didn't even know this was a stump for Mitt Romney thing. The email that came to me was an invitation from a friend of mine on the County Republican Board to discuss the life issues with a very popular, you know, National Right to Life General Counsel attorney by the name of James Bopp. And just a few weeks before that, I had read the San Diego Union Tribune article where he had made the statement, we don't think it is yet time to pursue efforts to prohibit abortion. So that was on my mind. And I thought, I think I would like to go to this. And I called Judy Zabek to join me because if they're going to talk about the life issues, I want the people there to get it straight. And I mean, I walked in with a Huckabee sticker on. I had no clue that he was going to stand up and stump for Mitt Romney. Mm. And so when he started his campaign spiel, I asked him how he could reconcile the fact that he's the counsel for National Right to Life. They've endorsed Fred Thompson. He's out here tooting Mitt Romney's horn. I said, you have everybody confused because neither of them, in our opinion, are pro-life.
Well, now wait, let me say something in defense of Fred Thompson. He has been on the air now and then in the last 2 months because he was running for president until he withdrew on Roe v. Wade Day, on the anniversary of Roe v. Wade. Every time the topic of abortion came up, this is what he said on the air. He said, I'm against the Human Life Amendment. I'm against the Human Life Amendment. He said it in different tones. I'm against the Human Life Amendment. The FaceTime he got, he said, I'm against the Human Life Amendment. That was National Right to Life's candidate? That is bizarre. Imagine the NRA, National Rifle Association, having a candidate who's against a gun rights amendment.
And that's actually how the conversation started. I just told him I was kind of tired of lip service and listening to words like regulating, legislating, blah, blah, blah. I'm ready for someone to tell me they're going to end abortion.
At least that's the goal.
Yeah, and so he asked me if I thought he was given lip service. And I said most of the powers that be in the pro-life movement give lip service. And we began to talk about how the efforts in South Dakota, Colorado, you know, Georgia, Michigan, to pass a personhood amendment had been undermined. And I pointed out to him that I had recently read a statement that he had made, in essence, saying now was not the time to end abortion. And he got very angry and asked me to produce the article. And I said, well, I don't have it with me, but I have it at my office. I knew I had it.
Yeah, and I have it right here. Associated Press, December 6, 2007. Quoting James Bopp, "We don't think it is yet time to pursue efforts to prohibit abortion."
Right.
That's like George W. Bush saying that the country's not ready to stop abortion.
Right.
What, the country's not ready to liberate blacks and to stop killing Jews? That's what we need leaders for.
He tried to tell us it would set the pro-life movement back 20 years, and I told him I'm tired of hearing that. I'm a retired legal assistant, and I know what it takes to get a case to the United States Supreme Court, and I don't care if I get set back. If we go and lose, we keep going until we win.
Of course, and we're already set back 20 years. You know what the big lie is in all this when James Bopp says that it's not the right time? This is the big lie, that we're close, but it's not yet the right time. But the truth is, he cannot name one Supreme Court justice that believes that the child in the womb has the right to life. There is not one. And we have destroyed, we being National Right to Life, with Jay Sekulow and the pro-life industry, they have destroyed the conservative federal judiciary because there's no longer a belief in the right to life of the unborn. They believe we should regulate the killing of children only. Ladies, could we continue this?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, I'll ask my producer to call the two of you because I want to get to the rest of the meeting, all right?
Yes.
Okay.
So I apologize we have such a short format here on Bob and Yurt Live, but thank you, and we'll be back with you too.
Thank you.
All right, that's Judy Zabick and Judy Clymer, fabulous pro-life leaders out of Michigan. And this is T-minus 9 days. T-minus 9 days until the Weitz Corporation may be hit with permanent collaborator status, meaning that they will become the centerpiece, the focal point of a national collaborators project, so that pro-life street activists around the country, when they're doing their routine street protests with the pictures of aborted children, they will be asked by major pro-life organizations to please include the Weitz Corporation in your route of protests. And that's T-minus 9 days for the Weitz Corporation. Either it will be the beginning of the big grind, the long grind, or it'll be the end for them from relief from these protests. My mother went to the doctor's office today. She got 7 signatures on the personhood petition to Colorado. You can help too.